Hey there, this is Fish and Frank, and we got Captain Tom Fisher on the line, another radio fishing to do. So, what's it like out there? You out in the water, Tom?
Oh, yeah, we're on trouble right now. It's beautiful out here, slick calm. Just a little slight breeze at all. And, snook are doing good. We've been catching a pile of snook this morning. Few webs. And, the trout. Been okay too. Not a small trout, but
so
nevertheless, it caught a few trout.
Are you on the east side, west side, south side?
We're not on either. We are down in Matlashay, two ponds, Matlashay, and Indian Fields today.
Gotcha. So, what are you using on the redfish?
We're using white bait for everything.
Gotcha.
We're using greenbacks.
Now, is it better with popping cork, free line, sinkers?
We're just free line, but they really don't put anything else on. I haven't done anything special very well. We've caught plenty of them. We just tail hooking them and driving them up underneath the woods and over the sand holes.
Okay, now are you finding more redfish out towards the harbor on the bar, or are you finding more towards the mangroves?
More towards the mangroves.
That was wondering, when you said tail hook, and you hook them through the tail that way, when you cast them up by the trees, you give a little tiny jerk, straightens them out, runs them right up underneath the branches.
Yeah, that's called driving. And that's what we're doing. We're driving them up underneath the woods, or we're taking them, letting them drive across the sand hole.
I can picture you with a stagecoach driving them back and forth across there, buddy. I could see that.
That's right.
Well, I've seen, I know you and horses. I mean, you jump up in a horse and, you're like the Lone Ranger, taking off. So.
Well, it's going really good. I mean, that's one fish out here today. Sure. Kind of still spoiling here, down here, and I was kind of not moving a whole bunch, but, just drifting up a little bit of wind that we have and casting the holes, and then we hit the bank and we start going down the bank, and it seems like almost every sand hole would have a snook or a trout or a red or something, and just about every time we cast it.
There you go. Well, that sounds good. Now, have you been out after any of the tarpon lately?
I did tarpon yesterday. I did before daylight. I was on top of the tiller out there. It did really chew real good. We jumped one, we didn't catch one, so I went to the beach, and I went up by the lighthouse, hooked. We found a couple pods there, daisy chains, and started sticking crabs in them. We ended up catching one of those, so we went one for two.
There you go. Well, that's not bad. That sounds like a pretty good day, because tarpon fishing has been real sporadic. You get there first thing, and, you did the right thing, because if you're in one area, you got to fly around the corner to find those fish chewing in another spot, because one of them will chew. It's just hoping to guess which one it is at that point.
Yep, we don't know. I'll sit on for a little bit and see what's happening, but and then you got so many boats throwing at them and stuff, but if somebody's not hooking up and they're not eating one of the 30 crabs or thread fins are going into them, it's time to find a different spot.
There you go. Well, I don't want to keep you too long. I know you're on a charter, and I appreciate the tips, but best advice for people this week?
Get out and go. We're having some good tides right now for flats fishing, and try to stay out of the woods. As I try and test all those women in the woods.
Cast as close as you can, but try not to fish for squirrel fish today. There's still a lot of season.
Exactly.
All right. Well, I'll let you go, Tom. Thanks for the fishing report. Really appreciate it. And
no problem, anytime.
Thank you so much again. I appreciate your support on Radio Fishing here. That's Captain Tom Fisher in the line, Fishing Frank in the chair here. And we really appreciate you guys listening, and thank you so much. We'll catch you on the next Radio Fishing. Bye-bye.